Everyone hear us? Can we start? Yes, we hear us. Okay, good. Hello, dear friends. Hello, dear teacher, dear Rav. In short, I would like to say who we are, what are we, what is it that we want here gathered two teams. The first team is the team that is preparing the Congress in Moldova. Hello, ladies. And the second team is the group of the Russian-speaking CLI of women who are organizing this event. And they would also like to share their deficiency. And during the preparation for the Congress, many questions came up, both from the side of the women, from the side of the entire CLI, from the side of the team that is preparing it. We gathered all of these questions, we went over them, and we hope, Rav, that now you will be able to help us find an answer to these questions. Before we move to that directly, I would ask from Larissa from Moscow to present before us this special event of connection that for 3 weeks already women from the entire world CLI are taking part in. Larissa, Larissa, please. Hello, I'm very happy that we met. Hello, dear teacher. And indeed, it somehow happened that before the Congress in South America, the Moscow group and other groups were asked to begin to connect. Simply, women wanted to open up their heart. And when the Kiev group proposed this, we couldn't say no, and we did it together. And then we say, why only Kiev and Moscow? And we decided to invite also Peter, and Peter invited the Baltica, and Baltica invited Bulgaria and Poland. And this way, such a connection was created between us, between the Russian-speaking women. And every week at 8:30, we gather, and it turns out that all of the tens, all of the Russian-speaking women, well, up to the Ural Mountains, because nevertheless the hours are very different. This is why we, for the time being, are connecting this part, Europe and the Russian-speaking realm, all of the tens, women who speak Russian, and by the way, we keep statistics, we have a list of who's taking part and how, on what topic, how the 10 prepares, and all of this connects between us very strongly. Almost always Europe is a part of it, and now the United States also started taking part, and in this way, our marathon wants to move on. There's a great desire not only to connect among women, but also for us to have such great and broad dissemination. Thank you very much. Thank you, Larissa. Maybe you have some comments? Any comment about this, or would you like us to move to the questions? Rav, I would have liked to direct it more towards the upcoming Congress. So, let's talk about it. What is it that we see? The number of women, their participation, special topics that are relevant to women. What would you have liked to have, especially in this Congress, specifically with respect to women, directed towards them and my participation in all of this? So, we have a concrete goal. Let's first of all talk about that.
Okay, so maybe Masha can begin with the concrete questions about the Congress. Please go ahead, Masha. Yeah, thank you. Hello. Rav, we have two questions. One is a more technical one, and the other one is a bit deeper, more internal, and I'd like to start with it. What should be the inner intention of women that are preparing for the Congress? I think that women can be the very foundation for the mutual connection. Women push men in an unseen way, organize them. Women are very significant in our CLI, and we see that maybe even more than 70% of our students are women. Our world CLI, more than 70% are women. And now is the time of women. Kabbalah is taking on the face of women. And it's because women are much more durable, they have more patience, they're more goal-oriented, they have a very special way in which they see the world. They are the very foundation of the world. They give birth, they educate. Women, we see that they, especially in recent years, when Kabbalah, as we reveal it to everyone, it really became something that women are truly leading. So I'm very happy that there is a serious team and that you're evolving in a good, nice way. And so, go ahead, ask. I'm ready. I understand the importance of the women's group, and I'm ready in whatever I can to co-work with you. So, one more question. Women are very actively preparing for this Congress. No sound? Ladies, no sound. Sorry. Women are very actively preparing for this Congress, praying for the men, for their physical actions, and according to your recommendation, we formed completely mixed teams of women for the different chores and duties, and we'd like for these teams of ours to also become those fixed, steady tens that will work together throughout the 3 days of the Congress that will allow us to strengthen our connection. Again, clarify, please. What do you mean? How do you mean to gather the tens in advance? We've already gathered. There's an entire team of women working together. We created mixed teams that consist of women from all around the world that are from different countries, Europe, Israel, Russia, United States, from all sides, from the entire world, clearly. And based on these warm connections that we have already created, that will also be the steady tens that this team will form into steady ten during the Congress. You should try. I don't know. You're leading it. I'm unrelated to the tens, to how you arrange things, but if you already have these ties between you, then you should see. By this, you want to differentiate yourself from others, right? I understand that on the one hand, you want to join together, to get to know each other better, to physically be together, you know, to be closer, to get closer on the one hand. On the other hand, by this, you will separate yourself from everyone else. So how productive will this be? I don't know. Maybe it's contrary. To be this way one day and the next day, because the Congress is actually 2.5 days long. So that you'll be also among others, with others. How many women are there, and how many teams are there? All the women that are registered are already a part of these teams, of these brigades. Any woman who registered, she's already a part of a team. So everyone's integrated in it, and we'd like for it to extend throughout the 3 days. Try doing it one way, another way, however you want. I'm ready. Thank you. Other questions? Yes, we have other questions. Ira from Moscow. Now the groups are integrating with one another in the preparation for the Congress. How does our care for other groups help us rise to the next degree? Not only that it'll help, it creates the next degree, because the connections between us, when we suddenly feel that the walls of our hearts are crumbling, falling down, it's something internal. I even felt it physically somewhere around here that really the borders are falling down and that there is this general feeling that's being formed that together with the other friends, that you're simply in them. This is the state that we have to reach. I think that today for us it's not a problem. We took many lots and we took many different steps in this direction. And by the way, we can meet again on the Congress if you want. You should gather more questions, problems, and we'll solve them together. And you should see, preferably, that maybe you'll speak on the Congress explaining about this team that you've formed, this group that you've formed, and how do you see your next steps. Yeah, we prepared several questions about the Congress, and there are several things that bother us women. How should a woman correctly balance the worldly concerns, the studying, if you don't have time for everything, and how to serve the Congress in the best possible way? Because women, they're both serving the Congress and are also doing many other things as a woman, so how do we keep the right intention? It depends on the connection between you, that you will all support each other. Write me, inform me when are you doing something together, and at that time I will be together with you. Your connection is very important for me. Also, there are several questions about women from the world, CLI, and one of the questions is, in what way does our inner dissemination and aspiration for connection influence the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world? Women are the foundation of the world, both physically and also internally. We can see it in Kabbalah too, and in the Torah, see what it says, how everything revolves around women. All of creation is in female context, the Malchut and so on, and the Zeranpin helps, gets, brings, it's a working force, but actually the direction is set by the female part. So don't think, and this female part, by the way, always works also in our world and in the spiritual world, works in a bit of a hidden way. Hidden way. On the one hand, it's the female nature, both physical and also spiritual. And this is why it's very favored in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Don't worry, everything will turn out fine for you. Just write me twice a week, suppose. And I'll respond, and together we'll solve problems if you want. Thank you very much. And one more question from Moldova. In Kishinev, there is a very small group. How can we already now integrate the entire world, CLI, integrate their forces? You have to inform about it, tell about it, explain what's going on. What faces, countries, who's participating, who are the people, you know, as it says, a nation has to know its heroes. So let's come closer to that. Also, regarding the women from the Israeli CLI, what are you expecting of the women from the Israeli CLI before and during the Congress? I don't know what to say about this because women in Israel have many other opportunities. They can even come to our center. Now I started giving the weekly portion on Friday at 1:30 Israel time until 3. Women can participate, be with us, in the same study hall and ask questions directly. So, Israeli women have no problem. I think that if they need to go to the Congress, then it's especially Russian-speaking women, because the Congress, actually, I feel that it is a Russian-speaking Congress, and there is no point in going to a Congress for those that do not speak Russian. It's going to be really hard to interact. We're going to all speak the same language. We have a mass of Russian-speaking people here, and also in Europe. Today we talked to some of the groups, Russian-speaking groups there in Europe, German, Italian, Southern Europe and so on, Northern Europe and so on. So I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting for the Russian-speaking auditorium of the World CLI. It's going to be really interesting. This gathering of ours will be really interesting, and I think that we'll organize ourselves in such a way that we'll feel how we've achieved a new point of connection for the female, for the male parts, and actually in general. I hope that already now we'll start feeling that there's no real difference. It's not that we want to intermingle or something. We shouldn't awaken unnecessary disturbances in the physical connection between the male and female parts, but we will better understand each other. We'll feel that we're close to each other, meaning what men think and feel, what women think and feel will actually be practically the same. There's still a difference, but the difference is more technical, because women can't yet participate actively as men do, and actually this part of the work is not for them. But everything else, participating in heart and soul, and everything that has to do with articles and shamati, and of course women participate in all of this, and I see that they understand it all and actually are advancing very well. Yeah, there was a question of how to achieve a female Gemar Tikkun. A female Gemar Tikkun in this, I don't know. I don't think that there is a female or male Gemar Tikkun. When each of us achieves, well, each of us meaning the male 10, the female 10, all 10s, all women's 10s, all men's 10s, then as a result also occurs a special unification, a special zivug of Tchar and Nukva, meaning of the female and female parts. But this is not yet today, and I hope that we'll really come closer to this on that Congress. But in principle, I think that we'll also start feeling how we're friendly toward each other, meaning that we stop seeing the difference in terms of gender. Less and less I see women as women and men as men, but I see our common desire to advance, disconnected from the bodies, disconnected from any worldly problems, but only aspiring for unification between us and the Creator. This is what we have to feel. I'm not saying that we're not going to feel that we're in some general male or female. That I don't say that we'll stop feeling that we're men and women, but we'll stop differentiating these things. Will there be such an opportunity on the Congress to ask questions that women sent in advance? I don't exactly know what are you talking about. What do you mean? But at least a third of each lesson will be dedicated to questions and answers. If necessary, we'll extend it. Don't worry. The main thing is that a representative of yours will come to me and will say, I represent this and this group, and I will take this into consideration very seriously. One of you, I don't know who, whoever you choose. Thank you. One more question from moms that can't go to the Congress. How can we help each other advance? Not only that women will help men advance, but also that men will help women advance. You're talking about moms? Moms, wives, some of them won't be able to come. They're staying at home. Yes. How can they support? How can they support their husbands? How can they support their husbands or the men? I don't think that a person who's at the Congress, you should bother him with things that are going on at home. He has to completely disconnect. I'm sorry for saying so, to detach from your family, children, wife, but I think that a man that's going to such a meeting, he has to detach. He has to detach of all worldly things. A woman, according to her structure, you know that she can't do it, and she doesn't have to. She's not demanded to do it. She can be connected to home, children, talk to them, phone, but I would not recommend that to a man at all. So, if you're sending your husbands, tell them that you don't want to hear about them for 3 days. Thank you. And concluding question. Today there is already a lot of work was done, arranging the buses and everything, meaning the groups are already working, preparing. What can we add? You know, according to our previous trips, we know how important these extended or long trips are together in a bus, for example, the Toronto group. They're driving together for about 20 hours to New Jersey. Sometimes it takes less, sometimes it takes more. They stop on the way. It's a big bus. So,
I know
that they're planning these trips in advance. What materials will they watch? They have a TV screen in the bus. What are they going to sing? What songs? Meaning you have to calculate all these things and make it so that it will be easy, convenient, that it will warm the hearts of people.
Были довольны.
And that they'll be happy, that they'll wait for this trip no less than they wait for the Congress, so that this trip will be like a very good, warm, soft preparation that will warm the hearts and will make the Congress and will bring the Congress to a completely different level. So all of these buses that come from 5-6 different places, traveling to the place of the Congress, they have to be prepared in advance. They have to have texts, microphones, speakers, loudspeakers, songs, maybe even have a television, well, not a television, but a screen, you could watch something, things like that. Make it so that people will feel good, and also to sleep along the way, because it's a long way. So that you'll have the opportunity to connect to us, to those at the Congress, to the Ukraine, Moscow, Moldova, that you'll be able to solve different problems. In short, you have to seriously get organized. This is the breakthrough. Any special wishes? Thank you very much, Rav. Let's request your wishes, global wishes for this Congress for women. What do you want from women? So that we'll be able to share it with everyone and integrate in it and finally cross to the next degree together. I understand. I'd like for us together to reach the highest degree of love, where the hearts become integrated and the bodies detach. And we connect in such a way that the Creator can become revealed in our hearts. This is what I'd like. And I really hope that we'll at least come closer and be able to feel it. We'll stop seeing the difference between men and women, but we'll simply feel the heart of the other, and that's that. A spiritual heart has no gender. Rabash mentioned this. So I really hope that we will rise above worldly matters and will connect with the Creator. This is what I like. What else could you want? And you should seriously prepare yourself technically for the Congress, questions. What are you going to do on the buses, a program? Participate more actively in the preparation of the Congress itself. Don't leave it for someone else. You have the right to decide what's going to happen there. It's not only Vlad or someone else that are managing all of it. You have to participate in it actively too. This is your work. This is your spiritual advancement. So don't leave it for men as always, and we sit aside quietly. Those times are over. Okay? And I'll be really happy to meet with you again. Wish you health, beauty, and spirituality. All the best.